Living Well. Note, Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physician when they have health problems. Truth Be Known by Martin Sayers. Advances in dentistry aside, Americans need to limit sugar for optimal oral health. Americans are famous for having good teeth. Few countries take dental health as seriously as the United States, and the result is a nation that's rightly proud of its smiles. This is no accident. Since the 1950s, when fluoride toothpaste was first introduced, there has been a focus on preventive treatment and oral health issues, which has driven down the incidence of dental decay. Early detection rates of decay have improved steadily, making treatment easier and more effective. Recent years have seen the introduction of dental X-rays, which allow dentists to accurately diagnose and treat dental problems that weren't always spotted in routine examinations. Digital X-rays are easily administered in a dental office and use little radiation. Other advances include tooth-colored fillings, stronger ceramic crowns, and dental implants that fuse into the jaw to replace lost teeth. The dentist's drill may even become a thing of the past, thanks to advances in laser dentistry. When used in place of a pneumatic drill, lasers can reduce the pain, symptoms, and recovery time associated with traditional therapies. They also lower the amount of bacteria in diseased gum tissue and tooth cavities and help control bleeding during surgery. At present, lasers are prohibitively expensive for many dentists' offices, but this could change as the technology improves. Despite scientific advances, there is still the problem of apathy among patients. According to a recent survey, 23% of Americans admit to going two or more days without brushing their teeth, while 4 out of 10 say they fail to visit a dentist regularly. Corbin Brady, a dentist at Brady Dental Care in Des Moines, Iowa, says that what we eat can also be a problem, with our sugar-rich diets causing much tooth decay. Patients sipping on energy drinks, soda, or juice all day will have a tough time, Brady says. In these cases, brushing your teeth may not be enough because the damage has already been done. The sugar is fuel for bad bacteria to take over and start producing acids to break down your teeth. So although America's dental health has certainly improved, continued improvement is still very much needed. Martin Sayers is a freelance writer living in Cambridge, England. He specializes in health and nutrition issues. Top tips for healthy teeth. Stop smoking. Smoking is bad news for your oral health. It can cause staining, tooth loss, and mouth cancer, and make gum disease worse. If you do smoke, it's advisable to see a dentist more often, but the best advice is to simply give it up. Watch what you eat. Sugary food and drinks cause decay, so cutting down will help your teeth a lot. Choosing water to drink and foods such as cheese, fruit, nuts, and vegetables is better for your teeth. Diets rich in fruit and vegetables also help prevent gum disease and protect against mouth cancer. Brush properly. You must brush your teeth with a fluoride toothpaste for about 2 minutes every day, ideally when you get up and just before you go to bed. Remember to brush the inside surfaces, outside surfaces, and chewing surfaces of your teeth. Try to wait an hour after meals before you brush because eating and drinking naturally weaken the enamel on your teeth. Brushing right afterward can cause tiny particles of enamel to be brushed away. Floss daily. Using dental floss dislodges food wedged between your teeth, which brushing may miss. Regular flossing can also reduce gum disease and bad breath by removing plaque that forms along the gum line. It's best to floss before brushing your teeth. Visit your dentist regularly. Seeing your dentist on a regular basis is vital. Dentists can spot problems early on, when treatment is likely to be simpler and more affordable, as well as prevent problems from developing in the first place. Sneezy spring and summer. A mild and wet winter with long stretches of unseasonably high temperatures has led to high pollen counts in much of the United States. As Louisville ABC affiliate WHAS reports, Atlanta had mid-March levels of pollen in February. Additionally, parts of Texas, North Carolina, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Georgia have had high levels of tree pollen. Yasmin Vasin, an allergist at Allergy and Asthma Care in New York, told WHAS that the warm, wet winter will likely translate into worse allergies this year for many Americans. Allergy season is directly in relation to how much it has rained and snowed, she explained. The shorter winter and warmer temperatures trigger trees to grow and flourish and pollinate earlier in the spring. That sends more pollen to the air. Allergy sufferers in areas with oak, maple, birch, and elm trees should brace for the worst this year. Med trackers. Keeping track of multiple medications can be a chore, and failing to do so can be deadly. According to WebMD, an estimated 125,000 people die each year because they don't take their prescribed drugs. To avoid mistakes, the website has shared news on three new high-tech pill trackers. Medisafe iConnect couples a free app with a user's choice of two devices, the iCap, a Bluetooth-enabled pill bottle cap that the user swaps with the original bottle cap, or the iSort, a pill organizer that also uses Bluetooth. Both devices track when you open your container, and they transmit that info to the Medisafe app on your smartphone. If you can't remember whether you've taken a pill, check the app, and it will tell you the date and time you last took a dose. The Tricella pillbox has many of the same features as the iSort. Bluetooth connects the pillbox to an app that tracks when you pop open the container, and it shares that info with your caregivers and physician. It will also send alerts if the device detects that you may have taken the wrong dose. The pill drill tracks the user's pill-taking habits, alerts the user when it's time to take a dose, and keeps the user's caregivers, pharmacists, and doctors informed. But instead of relying solely on an app that some people might find difficult to use, the pill drill uses a Wi-Fi-enabled hub that tracks drug usage through sensors on each container. Whenever you take a pill, you wave the container over the hub, and it records your action.